You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour with me, Alex Mearns. Welcome back to the show. I adore making these very podcasts, these godlike pods. So thanks for tuning in and listening. How was your game week last week? Were you hampered by the bad weather? I know a load of games were postponed due to the snow, and I know that had a major effect on all of us, seven of the best players, last game week. Don't worry about that. There's a new game week coming up. Well, you might have done really well. I certainly was affected by the postponements, but don't worry about that. Hasn't it felt like an absolute age since we last did one of these pods? A lot can change in 7 days. Antonio Conte parked a bus. Man City, like troubled youths, battered a bus. Spurs and Liverpool kept winning. Arsenal kept losing. And Leeds United, oh my lovely Leeds, resorted back to type and got smashed by Middlesbrough. What a life we lead in football. On this very special podcast, we are taking the National Express from Yorkshire to the Midlands. We are heading to the Ricoh Arena, home of the Sky Blues, to count down the seven of the best Coventry City players ever. Last week, we crowned Andy Booth as Huddersfield Town's greatest ever player. Big love and thanks, as always, goes out to every seven of the best player and every football friend around the football world who gave that podcast a listen, and a lot of you did. I'm sure by now you all know what the deal is with these pods, but if there's a new football friend among us, let me be kind and explain all. Each week, football friend, we will be going through different clubs up and down the football land and deciding who were the seven of the best from that particular club's history. Pretty simple, isn't it? The reason I give you these tremendous audio gifts where we count down the seven of the best is because this podcast is kindly sponsored by the greatest football game in the land, 7otb.com. If seven of the best was a tennis player, it would be an incredible hybrid of Federer, Nadal, Murray and Djokovic, all rolled into one gorgeous tennis player. It's that good. 7OTB is a free-to-play game where you pick your seven of the best predictions from the top eight football leagues in the country. All you've got to do is 5 wins. One banker, which is the team you most strongly feel will win that game week, and one simple draw. It's not so simple, though, the draw. Us lucky seven of the best players try each week for the £250 on offer in the individual prize. Whoever gets the top score on the game that week goes home with that. The £700 team cash prize is on offer every week as well. That's where you and all your best football friends combine your scores on the game. And if you're the highest scoring team, guess what? You win that money to share and you probably go out on one of your best nights of all time. The big prize though, are you sat comfortably? Are you ready for this? The big prize seven of the best has on offer is, well, I think it's the Oscars, the Emmys, the BAFTAs and the Brits all rolled into one big prize. Seven of the best has on offer. If you get seven of the best 4 game weeks in a row, you can win £1 million. You heard that right. If you get 7 results 4 weeks in a row, you're a millionaire. Quite incredible, isn't it? It's not a bad little game to play. And best of all, it's free. All you've got to do is head to 7otb.com. Every week, I think of one new thing I would spend my £1 million on. I think this week, I've got to go for some naughty new suits for my new job. I want to look as if I'm the geezer off Suits, the TV programme. And Meghan Markle would go out with me if I bought my £1 million suits. I don't think she's going to leave Prince Harry, is she, Alex? Probably not. Moving on. Anyway, what's coming up on the podcast? We'll be picking our seven of the best players to ever play for Coventry City. We'll be giving you the opportunity to pick your seven of the best Coventry players via the Football Hour. I'll be talking to you about my dreadful score from last game week. But it was, as I say, badly affected by the snow, like all the rest of our worlds. We'll have a gander at how Ledley King's legends got on and see what his key talking points from last week were. Fulham fans, Ledley has spotted a talented youngster in your team. I'm sure you know who it is. And he's picked him out to give him a bit of praise, so stay tuned for that. Then we'll all be walking through my predictions for week 32, and I'll be telling you, the seven of the best player, how to get your predictions in by 3:15 this Saturday, which is the 10th of March. But first, football friends, let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best Coventry City players ever. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Martin Booty, great name, Martin, or Nee Lamperty, another quite good name, or Ivan Guerrero, quite a good name. But the thing is, about all of them, none of them could really pass a football for Coventry. They were that bad. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be focusing on the cream of the blue crop. So we'll start from seven and work our way to the best player to ever play for the Sky Blues. Does that sound all right? It does, doesn't it? Here we go. At number seven, Stuart Pearce. Pearcey is one of England's greatest defenders. A tough tackling, no-nonsense fullback with a terrific left foot, which helped him register 87 career goals. A Nottingham Forest legend and a Coventry City legend, Pearce will always be remembered for two penalties, his saved effort at Italia 90 and his subsequent redemption during Euro 96. He worked as an electrician. Pearce spent 5 years in non-league at Wealdstone before signing a first professional contract with Coventry City in 83. After more than 50 games for the Sky Blues, Pearce made the move to Forest, joining Brian Clough for what proved to be one of the most successful periods in the club's history. During 12 years at Forest, Pearce amassed 401 appearances, many of them as captain. Scoring 63 goals, Pearce won two League Cups with Forest and was an FA Cup runner-up. At number six on the chart, Robbie Keane. It is now 19 years since Coventry City stunned the footballing world by forking out £6 million for Robbie Keane from Wolves. It was then a British record transfer fee for a teenager, with Keane just 19 years old when he swapped Molyneux for Highfield Road. Keno is fondly remembered by the Sky Blue Army, despite only being with the club for one season, for his role in the entertainers of the 98-99 season. Keane made one of the most successful debuts ever seen at Coventry when he scored a brace in the club's 2-0 win over Derby County, which he followed up with strikes against Sunderland, Spurs, Newcastle and Watford as the club hit good form in early September and October. The pinnacle of Keane's Coventry City career came in the club's 2-1 home win over local rivals Villa, when Keane scored one and set up the other as Gordon Strachan's side saw off the month of November in style. Number 5, Oggie. Goalkeeping coach Oggie is somewhat of a living Sky Blues legend, having played between the sticks for the 87 FA Cup final winning squad and holding the record for the most club appearances at 601 during a playing spell that lasted 16 years. The towering former custodian waved farewell to the playing duties in 2000, but stayed on at the club in a coaching capacity, which originally saw him head the club's reserve ranks before he took the natural role of goalkeeping coach to the Sky Blues, established and up-and-coming shot stoppers. During his playing career, Oggie became one of only a few keepers to score from open play when he netted in Cov's 2-2 draw with Sheff Wednesday in the old First Division in 1986. He is also one of just four players to have played top flight football in four different decades, along with fellow goalkeepers Shilton, Lukic, and ex-Blackpool icon Sir Stanley Matthews. Number 4, George Curtis. Only current goalkeeping coach and fellow FA Cup winner Steve Oggie, who we just mentioned, made more first-team appearances for the Sky Blues than the man nicknamed the Iron Man. Between 56 and 69, Curtis appeared in first-team action on 543 occasions, scoring 13 goals. Division 3, Division 2 titles were secured under his leadership before a broken leg in City's second division match at City Ground sidelined him for a season. He was later appointed managing director at Coventry City. He stepped up to managerial duties alongside John Sillett to mastermind the Wembley success following the resignation of Don Mackay. Number 3, Dion Dublin, a traditional English centre-forward. Dion came to prominence in lower league football in England, playing for Cambridge United. He shot to fame by scoring a famous FA Cup goal against Arsenal and has played at the top level ever since. Shortly after his FA Cup heroics, he earned a dream 1-0 move to Old Trafford, where Sir Alex Ferguson was completing the side that would go on to dominate the game in this country. Sadly for Dion, a serious injury curtailed his United career, and he made only 7 starts in 2 years before Coventry took a 2-0 gamble on him by bringing him to Highfield Road in 94. It was while he was at Coventry that his career really took off. Playing as a centre-forward or a central defender with equal style, Dion soon earned regular call-ups to the England squad, only narrowly missing out on a place in Euro 96. My chief memory of him at Highfield Road is of him rising to head home yet another Gary McAllister corner, or scoring the goal that completed Coventry's miracle Premiership escape at Spurs. Talking of Gary Mack, here he is at number 2. Gary's preferred position was as a midfielder. In a successful career spanning over 19 years, McAllister left Leeds for Coventry on the 26th of July 96 for a fee of £3 million. A large sum for a player aged over 30. His move to the Midlands club came less than a year after he'd scored a hat-trick against them for Leeds. He played there for 4 seasons and played firstly under Ron Atkinson and then former Leeds teammate Gordon Strachan. McAllister was a big-name recruit to Big Ron's team. Having experienced a difficult start at the club, McAllister won over the fans and remains a respected figure at Coventry City. During his time at the club, he played 140 games and scored 26 goals. As he is remembered by many, most fondly for his time at the Sky Blues, McAllister has informally been bestowed with the honour of having a drink named after him. A Gary Mack is a blue-coloured Alka Pop. The colour and tone of the blue Alka Pop is reminiscent of McAllister's playing strip during his spell in the Midlands. Finally, Cov's greatest ever player, Tommy Hutchinson. Arguably the most popular City player of the First Division era, the dazzling ball dribbler was also supremely fit and a consistent performer who was often worth the entry fee to Highfield Road on his own. He was born in Cardenden in Scotland in 1972. Coventry City manager Joe Mercer offered £140,000 plus Billy Rafferty for Hutchinson's services. He signed for the Midlands club, leaping at the chance to play in the First Division on a regular basis. Hutch remained at Highfield Road for 8 years, playing 355 games and scoring 30 goals. During his time at Coventry, he probably played the best football of his career, winning all of his 17 Scottish caps while at the club. Nicknamed Mr. Magic by the club chairman Derek Robbins, he was voted Supporters Player of the Season 3 times during his 8-year spell at Highfield Road, a feat no other Sky Blues player has yet equalled. His wing play and close ball control were a key feature of his game, and he often provided the ammunition for the likes of Ian Wallace and Mick Ferguson. He left for Man City in the summer of 81, but he is still fondly remembered by the Sky Blues faithful. On retiring from league football at the age of 43, he joined non-league Merthyr Tydfil, where he played for 3 seasons, finally hanging up his boots in 1994. He is 7 of the best and the Football Hour's greatest Cov player. If you do not agree with any of my picks and wish to pick your own seven of the best Coventry City players, tweet at the Football Hour using the hashtag 7OTBCOV with your selections. Now, on to seven of the best matters. We all know that the boss in charge of seven of the best is Mr. Ledley King. Ledley does us articles for our websites. They're called the seven talking points from the weekend games. You can, of course, read the full articles on our website. Mr. King, this week, was promoting some young English talent. Listen to this. This is what Mr. King said. Ryan Sessegnon hit the net again to take his tally to 13 goals in 18 games as Fulham defeated Derby 2-1 at Pride Park. I started working with Ryan when he was 16 years old and I believe he can be part of the English national team for the World Cup, said Jukanovic. Fulham are available to be picked for your seven of the best game week 32 predictions. As well as writing us website articles, obviously Ledley likes to get involved with the playing of the seven of the best. His team last game week scored 76 points last weekend in a very tough round of action that saw most games below the Premier League postponed due to snow, as you'll already know. If you want to set up your teams like Ledley has done with his mates Peter Crouch, Robbie Keane, Jermaine Genas, Titus Bramble, Sean Wright Phillips and Paul Robinson, yes, we might not have teams like that, but you can still set up your own teams. If you want to set up your teams like Ledley, you can go to Manage My Team section on 7 of the Best and send your mates an email or WhatsApp invite. If your team gets the highest score, like I said at the start of the show, you share 700 English pounds. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Enough of Ledley and those Premier League legends. Let's get on to my game week. Well, it wasn't very good. I only got 2 points in 3 games because they were postponed due to the snow. My games called off were Wolves, Villa, Torquay. I went for a draw, though, at Swansea West Ham. Swansea smashed the Hammers 4-1. I got 3 points, though, for Liverpool. They were very good. Arsenal, why did I predict Arsenal? They lost to Brighton, which scored me 0 points. Then Tottenham, my banker, scored me 4 points, so I ended up with 13, which isn't very good. The top six selected wins on the whole game, two of them were postponed, Villa and Wolves. So hopefully the weather will be good this weekend, and we, all as seven of the best players, can get all our seven predictions going ahead. For week 32, these are my selections. Here we go. I've gone for wins for Bradford, Blackburn, Borough, Sheffield United, Spurs, and my banker is Cardiff City at home to Birmingham City. My draw is Ipswich Town versus Sheffield United. That's going to be boring and that's going to be 0-0. To enter your predictions, just head to our website, 7otb.com, to set up your profile and new teams with your mates. Then, just like I have with mine, like I said then, insert your seven of the best game week selections. Remember, you must make your selections by 3:15 this Saturday, 10th of March. It's free to enter, as I always say, and you can try and play your way to £1 million. You are always 4 weeks away from that milli. Follow at 7OTB Football on Twitter. I saw on their Twitter that a big congratulations goes out to Mark Trains for winning the signed Dele Alli, Harry Kane and Ledley King shirt on 7 of the Best. You need to get on their Twitter and follow them because they are always giving away top prizes like that. Now, we're finished. All I've got to say is thank you to you, the football friend. Thank you to Coventry City for having some brilliant players for our 7 of the Best countdown. And thank you to 7 of the Best for sponsoring this godlike pod. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been The Football Hour. I'll see you next week for some more 7OTB fun.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.